Okay. Well, I saw there's a certain on the screen. And basically, I want to work today in work plan have some guidelines to work in the future. I have a new presentation here. The presentation is a draft. It's only for take notes and write some of your comments. And of course, it's very helpful if you can type your comments in the chat in the thing that we connect to, because it's easy to take notes after the conference. Everybody's okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we can read the purpose of the charter. I have a little misunderstood yesterday, and I was a little scared, but I think everything is okay. The name of the working group is Incident Repository Implementation, but I assume it's contact repository implementation. Incident contact. We are working on a repository for contacts, not only a repository for incidents. That's right, Bart?
Yes, that's right. The intention was to follow up on the work of the incident repository working group, say the previous one, which was headed by Jörg. So if you want to have the name change for clarification, I think that is a no-brainer.
Yes, maybe in the purpose, because it's not clear. Only after the third point is clear, it's talking about contacts. But maybe in the purpose we can explain a little bit that we are talking about contacts.
Okay. Yeah. And specifically, that's the reference specifically for, say, in case of incidents.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, otherwise, yes. Yeah.
Yes. The first thing you need to work with this in working group is to find the tailored costs or any other cost in the implement, maintain, operate of this content repository. The second thing is look for funding, management, and governance models for this content repository. And only if these first two things going well and the CCNSO Council explicit request, we will be working on the third point, that is the request for a proposal to find some providers or provider to work with this. Then I want to share my screen. May I, Christina?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Yes. Can I share my screen?
Yes. I'll stop sharing this document. Now you can...
Yes. I'm ready. Okay, I have it.
Do you find it okay?
Yes, it's loading the plugin.
Okay, good.
Just a few moments.
Christina, Louise is not a presenter anymore.
Oh.
No. My Adobe committee is, I'm not sure, but it is, yes, it is starting, okay.
Something to say.
Okay. Okay. I'm here. Okay, everybody seen the PowerPoint application?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, okay. Well, this is my agenda to work today, or to define something. Define a work plan to accomplish the three commands you need to do in this working group. And then, again, work on the tail cost and other factors. Find funding, management, and governance models, and prepare that as RFP. Then my first proposal about this, it's not proposed, it's more like questions to you, and together we can work on this. For the work plan, we need to do some tasks to accomplish this. And the first of my questions for you is, we can work together in all tasks. Yes, we can work together in all tasks, and everybody have its own report on this, or we can assign individual tasks to each member and join the results after. I don't know if we need to make some polls or market research, or I don't know if some of these tasks we need to do it to the members, or maybe we need some some support on this, but we need to define this. The other thing is the timeline. Maybe we can work on item one and item two to be ready for Dakar meeting. I think it's a huge work. Or prepare item one for Dakar and item two maybe for December this year, and work on item three if necessary for the Costa Rica meeting. And we need to define, we need to have an idea which resource we need. It's possible to find some experts or, I don't know, any other resource from ICANN, by example, or to ask for help in this working group. Okay, let's start with this. What do you think about these ideas? By example, for the fields proposed, or anybody has a different proposal to go with this?
Luis, this is Bart.
Yes.
Yes, I would say include one more item here is, because if you look at, say, your first slide, so number two, slide number two, is detailed costs, etc. I would advise to make it and discuss which activities and tasks are included here, and then you can go into, say, the first question of, especially with item number one and two. Say number three, as you rightly noticed, is for later on in the process, once there is a clear understanding and a sign of on one and two by the CCNSO Council. And if you have a refined understanding of what is included in one or two, I think what you have on slide number three, the first question, is easier to answer.
Okay, sure. I have some ideas. Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bart. Okay, yes, thanks. I want to hear something from the working group. But here's some ideas for the work plan task. This is only my effort. In this case, it's a good thing to have more input from you. You thinking of then this is one question. Do we need to define requirements and find providers, thinking about contact repository, or maybe we can can find similar service providers and adjust requirements to that service available. This content repository is a special content repository. It's not available anywhere in that kind of content repository because it's about security, it's about incident response. Then, by example, in my country, we don't have incident response center or CSIRC. Then nobody has experience in Puerto Rico about this kind of specialty story. But we have some call centers or contact centers that, in fact, maybe they can provide part of the service, doing calls, following people, looking for people, and some of these people are experts in this kind of thing. Use it in different contact repositories, not security contact repositories. Then the thing is, I wish to know if it is possible, or the other option is start to define the requirements and look for some providers. I know in the past working group, Jörg from Germany, he asked two providers, two different providers to this service, and I send you an email with information. And Packet Clearing House, I do have an answer from them. Then I don't know if they can provide that service, but from the other organization, they are really provide support to content repository for Europe. The thing is, I'm not so sure if they can provide this service to the globe, to around the world. Then this is the first idea. The second idea is this service, the incident response contact repository, we can split it in one hand, the system, hardware, software. In this case, could be something like address book server or something like that, with good security and something like that, or something like CRM software. On the other hand, the service of make the calls and keep the information updated. Maybe in this way, we can easily find the appropriate providers for each of these parts of the system. The other idea for this working is, I was thinking about the regional organizations, and I was thinking that maybe it could be a good idea to delegate or something like that the region or the ministry or the collect and the provide information of the contacts of that region to the regional organization. Then in this way, we can have multiple contact repositories, one for each region, and using software, we can change these link these repositories to create a big one repository. It's like a DNS work in some way. DNS, we have a root server that delegates the GPLDs and the GPLDs. One of each of these parts is managed immediately. Then I'm not so sure, but I ask you, it could be a good idea to look for the regional organization and ask them if it's possible for them to keep this emergency contact repository for its own region. There's another good thing about this is the thing about language. Typically, the regional organization has a way to communicate to its own region in the language they understand. And it's not the same for the world. For example, for LAC-TLD, all the communication that they send, they send it in Spanish and English. And with that two languages, it's enough to all Latin America to understand and communicate. But it's not the case for Asia, for example. I suppose they have a different, they use different languages. I don't know if they only use English to communicate between them. But the 15 regional organizations know about that. And the other thing is the regional organization know the people. Then in that way it's easy to contact somebody in case of emergency or in case of update some information from the contact group story. Somebody wants to say something about this?
No, Luis, this is Bart. I just typing in some of the regions, although it's an icon concept, but some of the regions like North America do not have a regional organization.
And if
you look at Asian Pacific, especially in the Asian Pacific region or in the Pacific region, it's maybe Hitoshi knows, but most of the smaller islands are not member of the regional organization, and you have in the Caribbean, you have the same problem, I think, with the LAC-TLD region.
To complement this idea, maybe I can have a central contact repository to the rest of the country that is out of the regional organization. But it should be a small part, I think, because the regional organization is growing up, I think. They are growing up, and they cover a very good number of countries. But of course, there always will be some exceptions, but I think it's easy to manage a small group of exceptions than manage the whole world in this country of control. But at the end, the database will be searchable and will be the same, only the difference will be distributed. The management of the content will be distributed. But this is only an idea. I don't know if somebody wants to say something about this. What do you think about this idea?
Yeah, this is Isaac. I think it's a good idea to have a regional, to go for the regional organizations, because in our neck of the wood, we have a Nordic league, you can say, where all the Nordic countries, CCTLDs, are grouping together, and I think that would be a good place to have it for us.
Okay, good. Hitoshi, what do you think about this perspective from the Asia country?
Are you asking me, Louis?
It's okay. No, I want to ask Hitoshi, by example. Hitoshi, are you there? No answer. Okay. Okay, somebody else wants...
There is Hitoshi.
I'm here. Yes, language problem is big.
Okay. We need to call? Do we need to call Utachi now? Okay. Well, maybe we can use the chat if you think there's something to we can share. Share with you. Okay, anybody else want to say something about this proposal? We can work with you.
Yeah, sorry. Wim here from Center.
Yes.
Well, basically the idea to work together with the regional organizations is, I think it's good. But there was something else that came up, particularly for Center, and I don't know if it is the case for the other regional organizations, is that if you look at the idea now of the repository, it's like a paying service. And I think that if we would look into the statutes of Center as a non-for-profit organization in under Belgium law, we would run into problems if we start selling services to some of our members. I have to find out whether or not it is possible, but I think it's also something we have to think of, that if you want regional organizations to organize it, we have not the commercial organization, or we are not commercially organized. Like if you would give it to another existing company or service provider, that does it. So that's definitely something we have to look into if we would like to move, or you would like to move in that way.
Luis, this is Bart. May I respond?
Yes.
Wim, this is definitely not the idea of doing this on a for-profit base was never considered by the previous working group, and it's definitely not necessary. The reason why, say, you have cost and funding is because, and that's, if you look at, say, maintaining and operating a incident response repository, it is a costly manner. It is not so much building it, but it is maintaining it and operating it. And especially the maintenance can be very costly. That's why, say, you see in the charter that this working group should look into the costs and what does it take going through all these phases and come up with ideas how to fund it. Because you can imagine that if you have some of the smaller, say, take for instance the one out of two or the one the previous working group has been looking into, I think the maintenance cost for such to just to subscribe and to once and then it will be maintained was about 900 or 1,000 euro on a yearly basis, and that's and that's costly. And if you look into if you want to do it in an alternative way, somebody needs to maintain that repository, including ensuring that all the contact details remain up to date. If you don't do this, then it's not worth it. That will cost money. Now, the next question is, if it's going to cost money, who's going to pay for it? And it's very clear, if you have some of the smaller registries, say with 200, 300, or 400 domain names, who are possibly, who need to be informed, etc., and you want to include in such a system, they cannot afford about 1,000 euros a year. So somebody else, or there needs to be another funding model for those circumstances. And you can think maybe ICANN can fund it, the World Bank could fund it, you could have a kind of solidarity funding, say that the more affluent CCs pay for the less affluent, just to maintain the to avoid incidents. So it's definitely not intended as a for-profit operation. That is putting some color and depth on the concepts of cost and funding in the charter.
Yes, thank you, Bert. I think so too. My opinion in this is, if we can find a service that is not so costly and not so hard to support, maybe we can find some sponsor. Maybe I can, maybe another organization, to fund this service, funding this service, support this service, in the way that we don't need to charge to the CCTLD, to each CCTLD, to keep it on the database. This is because it is a little hard to charge to keep this information updated, but if you add a cost in the middle for many of these CCTLDs, it will be very difficult to keep up to date, because if some of these organizations cannot pay, then we need to exclude from the database, or they don't have the right to maintain their information in the database. In that way, it will not work. Then we need to find some feasible way to provide the service, and it should be free for the CCTLD itself. Maybe some CCTLDs can support, maybe the big ones can provide some support to this, but to be self-maintained and to be easy to fund this. Then in this way, it could be a good idea to find a cheap way or a not so expensive way to maintain this. And the other thing I want to add about regional organizations is, in the one way or another, these regional organizations have the contacts of the CCTLD for different purposes, but they already have the contacts. Then maybe it's easy, maybe to find some support from ICANN or, I don't know, from other organizations, from some funding support to complement the work that the bigger organization agreed that for their contacts. Then it only adds a few information additional, and maybe add some update process. Then if this has a cost, this cost would be marginal for the CCTLD, for the vision organization, because they already do some work in this way. This could be another point to take into account the vision organization in this proposal. Anyone want to say something? Anybody want to say something?
Well, it's Wim again. I think if you say, well, regional organizations have the contacts of most CCTLDs, I think that's right, and that's probably a moment when we can help, like, putting together the initial list. But in a further stadium, I don't think it's... I mean, if you look from central point of view, I don't see it possible that we start like every couple of months to call and check all the contacts that are in the list to see if they're still up to date or not.
Yes, sure. I know that, and I know that work, additional work, have a cost, and I maybe need some support, additional support. But maybe for the whole project, it's easy to provide additional support to the regional organizations to complement this job than hire a specialized company to do the whole work. It's an idea. Maybe we can change this proposal. But okay, I understand you, Lynn. Thank you. Okay. Maybe we can think a little bit about this. Maybe we can explore to our regional organizations, if any, in the regional organization to validate this possibility, because it's only an idea. I didn't ask to like PLD if this is possible. But in this working group, we meet from center, and he has some concerns about this proposal. But maybe we can explore this. Well, anybody else is part of some regional organization in this call?
That's Isaac. We are the Norwegian, or the Nordic countries are holding a meeting in middle of September in Iceland, and I will put this forward to that forum to discuss whether it is a good idea to have a regional organization as small as that. For instance, the Scandinavian countries and Iceland and Greenland, Faroe Islands, have a organization to, and that organization can take care of this zone here.
Okay, thank you. Okay. But this was one only of the ideas for that. But we need to agree if this will be a task, and then maybe we can assign some of these tasks to each member to find some information with its own regional organization. And for the people that is not part of the regional organization, maybe we can find a proposal to manage this contact information out of a regional organization. And because we need that too, then maybe if you agree, maybe this could be one of the tasks. What do you think about the other ideas? Or I have more ideas here. Okay, let me change this. Okay. Okay, more ideas. There's another thing. My concern is how to promote and give the usability, trust, and accuracy of the repository from the CCPLD perspective. This is very important because it's not only keep up to date the repository, it's how to make this repository usable, how to create the trust enough to the CCPLD, to all the CCPLDs, in the way that they can provide its contact information, its personal contact information, and have a confidence in this system. The other idea is this incident response team could be a part of a bigger system, because in the way that DNS is part of a bigger system, and DNS is used by other services, we cannot keep ATLA from another attacks and deny the access to the contact repository in case of attacks for example, by banana soybeans that use DNS, or some incident in some country specific about originated from another internet service, but not specifically DNS. But at the end, everything is changed. Then we need to think about how will be this relation, or how will be ready this concept repository to establish the relation with other repository or other incident response teams related with the internet service. Okay, the third one is more like the same. Okay, I'm run out of my ideas. Then I want to hear your ideas. Or maybe we can work on these ideas. Bart, do you think these proposed ideas provide an idea of how
yes,
to?
Yes, Owen.
How long will it take to work with these? Or
I'm sorry, somebody in the house is putting on the television. I think these are very, very legitimate questions, especially the ones in your last slide, because there was some intention, but that is setting the context for the whole working group and when it should be used. There is some language in the previous working group did some work on it, but not very much. Maybe Christina, did you receive the PDF I just sent you?
Yes, I did. Should I upload it now?
Yes, please. I'll take you to something I did in preparation of this working group, and it covers more or less what you did as well, Louise. But it's structured in a different way, and maybe combining it makes it then you have something to look into as a working group, and then we can go back to your slides 2 and 3. Just a minute.
I've requested control over the Adobe room. Luis, I think you have to approve.
Okay. I see it.
Thank you.
I'm seeing, okay. The one of the problems is my question window is blank.
Yeah, but it's that we can return back to it.
Okay, sure.
In a minute. Or you can upload. I sent it to you as well, Louise. So you can upload it as well. It's a PDF document.
Okay. No, it's okay.
I already did it.
Okay.
Yes, please.
I hope you can see it all. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Can you make me say? It's. I've been looking at it. So if you look at the. Let me start in the. Yeah, that's fine. If you start at the in the middle, say the incident response repository, so the contact details, that's in fact there, as Louise right. So you got, I would say you got four phases. One is building it, and you can buy it off the shelf, or you can or you create it yourselves, or one of the registries, whoever. But that's the first, and there is. That's the first phase in the life cycle, I would say. The second one is implementing all the data, and that's what we briefly touched upon, or what Wim briefly touched upon, where the regional organizations could be very helpful. So that is initiating the initial data set. So that's what I call implement. And then you have probably the most difficult one is maintain the correctness, so keep the data up to date. And then the third one or the fourth one I've called operate, and that's operating it when it's really needed in order to when there is an incident, and there are some requirements there as well. Now Can you scroll down a bit, Christina?
I made you presenter, so you can scroll down.
Okay. I can scroll down. That's good. Okay, now you can see, say, based on the incident response, say, the previous working group, there are already some operational requirements, I would say. That means that, yeah, so that's based on what I've called here operate. Say, that is, we are working in different time zones, so that means whoever and which parties ever operated, they need to be able to operate in different time zones. Effectively, it means availability 24/7. So if there is an incident, because sometimes you will have an incident that is when there is quick reaction needed, and it also means that those who will be in the contact details need to be available out of bounds, or even with these contact details 24/7. So if there is a real incident to the... A second requirement is operational, was the accuracy of data. Then one of the notes of the working group, which is in the charter as well, is the difference in expertise of the CCTLDs participating. As we briefly touched upon, was say you will have some CCTLDs which are large staff with some dedicated people to security and incidents, and then you have some smaller CCTLDs or very small CCTLDs run by one or two people. So and you can guess that they will not have the same level of expertise, but they need to be able and they need to understand what's happening, and they need to trust it. Say then there is a data set as defined, and a fourth one, which is in the charter, or a fifth one, which is in the charter as well, is there is a voluntary association. So CCTLDs, they individually need to associate with the repository on a voluntary manner. So meaning that even if you're a member of, say, of LACTLD, only if the CCTLD like .cr allows LACTLD to update and provide the information, then it can be included. So so it shows, if you say, that's one of the things I had in the background, is that if you insert a regional organization, either if it's run by the regional organization, then it's fine, but if you insert a regional organization, you create a middleman, which with time lags, etc. And a other requirement, operational requirement, is continuity. So these operational requirements more or less define some of the requirements at each of say the build, implement, and especially maintain and operate. So that was another way of looking at it, and I think these operational requirements needs to be refined, because at the end of the day, and now I need to scroll back up, at the end of the day, the operational requirements and the phases of the, say, the data repository define the main decision points, which I think this working group needs to advise on. Say, first of all, is make or buy, in the sense of if you make it yourself, then I think making it yourself means that you have to run it through all these phases, and especially continuity could be an issue. A second, what is make or buy, what is definitely there is as an important factor, is the cost of each of these phases, and you have to total them. The second one is a decision point is the funding, and we briefly touched upon the funding, and you can think of different models there. And I think this is, you can do it almost on the back of yeah, in in a one page come up with different funding models, ranging from every CC contributes whatever they need to pay, say first initially and then on a yearly basis, up to maybe a solidarity fund, maybe external funding, and maybe funding through ICANN. And I think a third one, which is going to be very difficult because that links directly, say, is the governance model, is if you, for instance, decide to make it yourself, then the question is, who will owe it? Who will owe the data? Is there a means that, say, what is the accountability and who will make operational decisions, etc.? What is the relationship between the CC, individual CC, and the entity or entities who will ever run it? And then scrolling down again, and I think that is, it's not in here, but underlying this all, and that's the importance of the voluntary contribution, and that is directly linked with the governance, is underlying is the trust. Because it's voluntary, because you want to include as many CCTLDs, those who are not only those who are associated with the CCNSO or associate with regional organizations, but as many CCTLDs as possible in order to create, the goal is to maintain the stability of the DNS, there needs to be a trust relation with whomever is going to run it, and for the incident it's going to be used, and that triggers, that goes back to, say, your last slide, Louise, who will define, and I haven't included it here yet, but it's very easy, say, what will define that you will receive messages? Who will define the incident, etc.? And that's directly linked with trust as well. So this is another way of framing. I think we cover most of the same topics, Louise, in this overview and in your questions. But this is done a bit differently, and this is the way I would look at it.
Yes, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it looks all the nice colors, doesn't it?
While you're talking about this, I was thinking about another idea, and I put it on the table to everybody to think about this. Maybe we can find a model where we can split the database from the task of maybe we can find a model where we can split the repository by itself. The repository by itself is some kind of database with all information where you can do some kind of search and you can obtain the contact data. Okay, that's the system itself. It can be hosted by some trusted organization. Maybe a crazy idea, I don't know, but maybe IANA or something like that can host the centralized database system. But the maintain the initial data sets and the maintaining of this information can be split in different levels, where maybe some other organization, for example, the region organizations, or maybe maybe ICANN through the meetings or. Maybe another model, or maybe a company hired hire company to look for maintaining this up to date information, the contact repository, then in this way we can separate the different functions of the system, and we can find different models of funding and different models of operation for each part of the system, and maybe could be easy to implement. Maybe more clear. I don't know. What do you think about this?
Luis, this is Bart. I think it is very good to look at different models. So I think the first step is whether the working group agrees that you have different aspects of say the data repository, say whether you call them building, implementing, maintaining correctness and operation. So it's a bit of a life cycle model. Say what you need to do over time to run it. And then you can have all different types of governance for each phase. I think that's the way I would put it in my words. And also there are different costs associated with it and different fundings. And you can apply different fundings. You always get into a matrix like this if you define it this way. I think as a first step forward, I think, and that can be done, it doesn't take that much, is that some people think about different funding models, or the group thinks about different funding models, so that's already part. And then you have, say, and that will take far more time, is depending on the model, what costs are associated with it, and what governance model is associated with it. Because, say, looking at this, I think, yeah, thinking it through, and maybe as a fourth or a third category in running this whole system is, what are the operational requirements, and define those as well. So funding is one side, governance is another side, where you have different models, so that would include something like the regional organizations. Then you have, say, the operational requirements, and there are some already in say, the prep work, and maybe there are others, which are important to some phases of say, build, implement, maintain, and operate. And maybe that's something to map out over time, and then you come into say different models, and you can separate all these different phases, of course.
Okay. I will work in a proposal to define scenarios, different scenarios of governance, funding, and implement or for. For different parts of the system, then I want to know if the working group agree that we can split the contact repository in two parts, the database and the service of maintained data or to keep up-to-date data. Anybody agree with this? Because
Luis, sorry, sorry for interrupting. Maybe then three phases. It is, say, the database itself, maintaining correctness, but also, and that's very important, operating it. Say, using it. The working group and everybody, say, the council, the CCNSO council, agreed upon it. It can only be used in a very limited set of cases.
Ah, sure. Okay. But I think the operated is could be. Okay. Yes. Maybe we can split this thing into three parts: the database, the job of maintaining data, and the job of operated.
Yeah.
And then we can analyze. For each of these parts, different scenarios, different the possible provider for each of for each of these parts, and a proposal of how could work in each of these parts. And I can prepare a resume of that proposal, send it to you, and receive some feedback from the working group in these three parts. But I want to know if everybody agrees that we can split this work in these two parts. That's the way I'm saying that I'm operating. Do you agree? Because the other model is to keep it in only one service, define all functions in one service, and look for all the aspects to find somebody, I don't know who, to provide the whole service, to provide the database, to provide the service of maintained data, and to provide the service of operators.
Louis, can't you say, in principle, what you would say, the second option you said, is just one way of looking at it? If you would say you've got three different aspects, you've got, say, having build or making the database, implementing or maintaining the data, so putting in the data and maintaining the data and operating it. Say it could be done by one entity and maybe by several entities. If it's done by one entity, then it's very clear, okay, then you buy the service of the shelf.
That's part of all my questions, I think. But this entity to be a trusted entity for all the CCTLDs, and if this entity is a private company, I'm not so sure maybe it can create some kind of expectations or something like that. But maybe the idea to split it is maybe to try to add value or add some value to this work to some organization that are already doing some kind of this part. By example, the database, the contact data, IANA is already have some contact information for each CCTLD in the world. Then maybe it's only to add some fields in the database, and maybe they can have the whole information needed to this contact repository. And with additional issue is that is IANA is a very trusted organization for every CCPLD. And the other part is the maintain data, the maintain of the data. Maybe we can use the regional organization like a bridge to provide information to the repository. Maybe not to manage part of the repository, but just provide information or facilitate contact with the CCPLD. We need to think about the additional person in the middle, in case of emergency, it's not a good thing. But in the function of update information, not in emergency case, only in the phase where the information is collected or is updated. Maybe the regional organizations could help in this way, and would be a good thing to see the Indian organization involved in this job, and then provide some support to this Indian organization to accomplish this job. But yes, it could be only one service and buying the service, and let's say the service can provide all the contact repository. These are the ideas, and maybe we can provide some opinion of these. Many other members of the working group can provide some opinion. Sometimes this conference call is not so comfortable, especially when we don't manage natively the English language. This is because I want to send you a document with all these ideas, and to ask you please provide some feedback in this to start to give shape to the work we need to do. I think we run out of time, Bart.
It's up to you, but normally it's 1 hour. Louise, if you want me to assist you, don't say, I'm more than willing to do so.
Okay.
In preparing the document.
Sure, thank you. Okay. Anybody else want to say something?
It's Isaac. I think that the way this is represented now is a very clear way to see what is in it, and it's a clear way to I do understand what's on the table now, say it like that. This is the first meeting for me, and that's it.
Okay.
Bernard, any, or Wim, or Itoshi, any comments?
No, not at this moment.
No.
No comments at this moment.
Okay, we got a way forward. Maybe one more thing is, in order I don't want to push, but do we need to send out a doodle for the next call so we can get a bit of momentum moving forward? Or do you have...
I'm going to be leaving the next 2 weeks. The first conference call is a little late, according to we expect. Then what do you think in 2 weeks?
That's fine with me. Will we send out... Christina, can we send out a doodle?
Sure.
For over 2 weeks?
Sure.
Yeah? Or maybe just schedule one in 2 weeks at the same time?
Okay, yes. Well, for me, it's okay.
I will be occupied the 15th, 16th, and no, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of September. I'm not available at that time.
Okay, we can find a good date in the middle.
Yeah.
Christina, did you take note of that date?
Sorry?
Did you take... Isaac,
go ahead.
Isaac mentioned some dates.
I've noted the dates, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and Louise, in between, we'll work on something in preparation on... I'm going to send it around by email. Louise's phone is gone. Okay, I think we're done for today.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Mark. Bye, Christiana. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.